First of all, the Nigerian Secret Service raided a hideout, a Boko Haram hideout in Kaduna. And this led to the arrest of five men, among them a guy called Abu Muhammad, who was the leader of the kidnapped gang. Now, after being interrogated for 2 days, the group finally gave up the location of the hostages and revealed that the hostages were being held in Sokoto. So the authorities acted immediately after learning that the kidnappers were likely to kill the pair. Special Boat Service commandos were already in the country, and the Prime Minister authorized the raid, and they went in at about 10 o'clock UK time. The team, working with the Nigerian forces, rammed the walled compound in Sokoto with an armored personnel carrier, killing one kidnapper at the entrance to the building. And then two others then executed the hostages and tried to escape. And the Nigerians say they killed another six. We've also since learned that one of the triggers, probably the trigger to the whole operation, was the day before, we understand, some soldiers, we don't know if they're Nigerian or Britons or whether indeed they're Nigerian secret police, but some element of the security services of one of the two countries were compromised in the area around the compound. And what that means is that they were spotted by the kidnappers, and the kidnappers then became extremely tense, and there is some intelligence that indicates that they started talking on the telephones about killing their hostages moving them because they had been found in that place in Sokoto. And so that is the likelihood why it was so quickly triggered from deployment of the special forces into the country, because there is an understood location to a raid rather than any gap for planning.